As we're talking about the subject of psik resha, I'd like to try and finish today, Be'ez Hashem. And we mentioned that we know we have a principle that Dovah Shinim is coming. If a person does something without, it does an act which is fundamentally mutter, nothing wrong, it's not a malacha at all. The only thing is that there's a possibility that from what he's doing now, a malacha will result. Okay, so we have made a difference. Will it result? It might result. So we said if it might result, you have no interest in that happening. So it might result, might not result. So that's called the Dovah Shinim is coming. And that's mutter. However, what if it definitely will result? Okay, that's what we call psik resha, where it may not be your intention. The act you're doing is fundamentally mutter, and it's not your intention per se to do that particular melacha, but if it's 100%, we discuss a little bit, or perhaps karov. Okay, and somebody told me, Shech said 95%, because I don't know if that's true. Somebody told me, I don't know where he got that from, but somebody mentioned that to me. Whatever the number is, I don't know. I showed you last week, karov and so on. But anyway, if it's pretty basically inevitable, most people consider it inevitable, so that's called psik resha. So then we're introduced to a chilek between psik resha and the nichalei, psik resha and the lo nichalei. And lo nichalei, we included lo ichbas. You don't care one really. You don't stand to benefit from it. You don't care about it, and so on. So that would seem to be a difference. And we mentioned last time about Hokus, Tosas, and the Ark, Tosas and Shabbos, Kuf Gimel and Aleph, Kuf Gimel and Aleph, and Exubas Davom and Aleph, 31, 32. Tosas introduces the sheet of the Aruch, Nosan Bala Aruch, who says that Psik Resha, the lo nichalei, once it's Psik Resha, the lo nichalei, it's Mutal Chatchila. There's not even Nisid Arban. There's nothing. There's no prohibition whatsoever. And those themselves disagree. The Balantos disagree. They say, ain't no near it. Okay, and they bring riots. And again, you should look through that Tosis, the other Tosis. And but basically, the sheet of the Aruch is that that Psik Resha, if it's the Lo Nichalei, then it's completely mutter. Even the Rabbanon and the Chachamim, the Balantos, and other Rishonim assume that it's certainly not the Raisa, but it's a Biyasar, me the Rabbanon. Okay. I think we showed you the Rosh last time in 33, Paragid Alts in the test, in Shabbos, that the Rosh says that, there's a difference between whether it's only in Shabbos or other things and so on. So I just want to, I think we're up to 35, Ruchayim, the Chedush of Ruchayim Alevi on the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin. We talked this out a little bit already in conjunction with something else last week, the Dovah Shinim is coming, but this is where Ruchayim, he presents the sheet of the Aruch, right? You look at the beginning. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. We're looking at the beginning. I forgot that psik resha, achen harei das ha'orach, who the psik resha, the l'michalei mutter, even the rabbana, right? And he quotes the Tosu, brings it, and so on. And he said that fits into certain things. If it doesn't fit into another thing, then hopefully you have a chance to look through it. Bez Hashem. We did it already. And that's where he makes a distinction between, and it's between Shabbos and other Yisurim. Is the issue kavana? Is the issue yediyah? So I think we spoke that out last. What I want to bring out from here, though, is at the end, he says the sheet of the Aruch is Dovah Shinim is coming, Psik Resha, the Lo Nicha. It's like a Kalatar Kula, it's like everything else, where Nicha and Lo Nicha doesn't matter. That's a Shabbos issue, and so on. The Aruch says the same thing, and Tos disagrees. But at the end, he affirms, Haramba, the Daito Kedas Aruch. Okay, and again, without taking away from the Aruch, who is one of our great Mishonim, but if the Rambam passes that way, that's a significant point that this is the way the Rambam holds. That's Ruchaim. The Rambam is not really clear. He works it into Ruchaim, but he says the Daito Kedas Aruch, the Psik Resha Lo Nichalei HaBichlal Dovah Shinim is Kavin, and the Kaimel and the Mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula, and he says Mucha from different places. So that's how Ruchaim learns the Rambam. The Rambam agrees with the Aruch. Someone asked this morning. Others don't hold like that. The Chazanish learns the Rambam differently. That's not how the Rambam holds. But it is an important point to know. At least according to Chaim, the Aruch, the Rambam agrees. The Aruch, the Psik Resha, Lo Nichalei is Mutter, even the Rabbanan. We look at number 36 from Bukhana Wasserman in the Kovet Shurim to Pesachim Os Kuf Tev Zayin. Okay, he says a similar thing really. To Chaim, there's a point that I printed it for you. Ruchana Wasserman was the primary Talmud of Chabad Chaim. Okay, Ruchana Wasserman was murdered by the Nazis. That's why sometimes you see when they quote Ruchana, they'll have the afterwards, Hey Yud Dalet, which stands for Hashem Yikom Domo, Hashem avenged his blood. He was killed during the Holocaust. I once saw an English translation of something. It said Ruchana Wasserman the 14th. So, King Charles III, Rechana Wasserman, the 14th. They saw Rechana Wasserman, Hay Yud Dalet. I thought it was the 14th. It's Hay Yud Dalet, and Hashem Yikom Tovo. Remember, it's translated, they didn't realize. I think it must have been non-Jew. We don't have, you know, Louis VIII or whatever, like King Charles III. He became the king of Israel. Right? It's not Rechana Wasserman, the 14th. Anyway, but as far as you know, there's only one of Rechana Wasserman who was the Talmud of the Chabad Chaim. Anyway, so here in the Kovetz Shiurim to Pesachim, Oz Kuf Tez Zayin, 36, he writes, in the near view, there was over there, the Hanoah Habo Me'elel Muteres, Eino Yisr El Shalom Yasa Odo Maisel Ahono. So he phrases it that, you know, something, if you benefit from something kind of, happens by itself, imagine something happens by itself, so okay, so that there's no Yisr on Shabbos, is it not allowed to do something, not allowed to do an action of what you benefit. So was there Nechel Kura Rebuhuda of Shimon, you know, regarding Dabba Shimon's Kavan. Shimon's role, that called Toliba Kavano. The Miskavan Lehonos Machsheves Nechsheves Hamaisa Al Ha'odom. Ubain Miskav Nechsheves Nechshav Nasa Hamaisa Meleo. Reb Shimon, he's just explaining that Dabba Shimon's Kavan in general, okay, Dabba Shimon's Kavan in general. I mentioned this, I could have mentioned this before, but it's something else I want to bring out from Chanan shortly. But basically, what he's saying is everything depends on kavana. So therefore, if you're miskaven to do something, so then the item, the action is attributed to you. If you have kavana for this result, okay, then the action is attributed to you. Okay, and that's not called Dov Hashem Miskaven. But if you only don't have kavana, my kavana was to simply drag this bed from one side of the room to the other. That was my kavana, not to make any ridge or furrow in the ground. So then it's not attributed to me. That's what he's saying. It's as if it happened by itself. It happened by itself. If you can't say that when you knew that was going to be a result, it happened by itself. It happened because of what you did. The first case, it happened when you did, but you didn't anticipate, you didn't know about it, you weren't interested in it, you had no kavanah. Whereas Behuda related to Talib Efshir below Efshir. Behuda says, no, it's Efshir. Is it a possibility? Okay? Hey, Chashol, Chadakro, Banana, Hano, Banela, Bamela. It's only when it happens sort of like automatic by itself. Here, you knew that it might happen. That's enough. So that's just his presentation of that Machlokas. Just look from Shimon Holt. Yehuda holds the issue is Efshir below Efshir. If it's possible that a Malacha will result, then that is attributed to you. Okay? Because you did it. Rav Shimon says we examine what your kavana was. It's just a different, slightly different formulation. Okay, Rav Chaim spoke about Yediyah. It's similar. That's why I printed it here. It's similar to Rav Chaim, but it's a little different. It's a little clear. That's his presentation. Now, just to look at a couple of points, okay, in terms of the Psak. So the Shulchan Aruch says in some Reish Ayin Zion, Siv Gimel 37, Shulchan Aruch says, Shochach ner al atavo. Okay, you left a lamp. Ner here doesn't mean a candle. It means like what holds the candle, you know, like a lamp, a menorah, a lantern, whatever would have the flame in it, right, the flame holder. Okay, so menaris atavo, who know fill. Okay, the muktish, you can shake the tablet or the whatever, the nightstand or whatever that's on, it falls off. Okay, now he says, afilu hudolek rak shal yichavin lechaboso. Okay, you should not have kavona to knock it out. Okay, there are more rights. The Torah is also that Eino Yehudi. All of you, Hilchos Shabbos, usually the answer ain't not Eretz Yisrael. The answer Eino Yehudi or Eino Yisrael. Okay, same thing, non-Jew. Okay, b'makom shein tzarach kol kach. Okay, it depends on what you need. Uvavad shein neir shel shava kizbo shalei bo shemen. Avol yesh bo shemen. Ef shalei karbeno el apsila v'nim tzamavir. So he says, depends on how you shake it, how you move it, and you know, are you actually definitely causing mavir? Are you definitely causing it to do? You know, if you move the oil a little more while you shake it, it'll cause it to burn better, and so that's the issue. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha there, the Reish Ayin Zayin Siv Gimel, right? Nokad Loshen Katzara. The Mechaber here wrote, in short terms, short words. The Emes Yesh L'Sayim Osher Kana V'Nim Tz Mechaber. The issue not was something was Mavir, but Mechaber. That's what we're talking about. Moshe Varosh, Meshami, Afal Gadu, Sukresh, Delo Michale, okay, Delo Mahani, Le Midi, Bahu Kibu, Da Shemin, Ozil, Ibu. Okay, you're getting this thing off, the oil is going to spill out, you're not benefiting any from it. Shinishba, Moshe goes by goes Mordechai, and so on. Okay, so he says, Kaimel and the Potter Mechatus, Kulamel, Moshe Gosser Shimcham, the Kol Mokum Isur Ika Lerov HaPoskim. That's what I just want to bring down. How do we paskin like the Aruch, like the even assuming like a Chaim that the Rambam holds like the Aruch? Rov HaPoskim hold that if it's this kind of case, okay, seek ratio, the Lo Nichalei, you're Potter Mechatas, but it's still Osir. Rabbana, Potter of Hashem is always meaning Potter Malosir. Okay, yeah. He's saying that if you're causing this kibbutz, right? You're not benefiting from it anyway. The oil's spilling out, but because you caused it, so that, it's secretion. It's low nichalei. It's low nichalei. You're not getting anything out of it. Okay, you need the table, but you're not getting anything out of the thing. The oil spilling and the candle going out. So it's secretion. The low nichalei. But he says it's potter mechatos. Okay, but we call mokum isur ikal rabba poskim. The rabba poskim still say it's also rabbana. Say it again. I'm saying because the shulchan aruch, he says the shulchan aruch is incomplete. He finishes the look what he writes in nachalosh mitzora. Then yesh asayim ojo nimsa mechaber. That's what the understand shulchan aruch means. He's expanding with the shulchan aruch. But bottom line, what I want to bring out for us is Shavur is passing. He's saying the robot post came even by Sikwesh Lonichal, hold what? That it's also Drabana. Okay, like mitosis. Also, there's another Bihalacha in Simon Shin Chav, Sif Yud Chas 39. He says, Minat Torah, Bevadai Eno Chayev Bechol in Yonai Shabbos, Sikwesh Lonichal. Okay, I mean, it says it pretty clearly there, right? That when it comes to Shabbos, Sikwesh Lonichal, Eno Chayev Minat Torah. Okay? He wasn't aware of the Chaim, he doesn't agree with the Chaim, whatever. He says the Aruch is against the Roba Poskim. Then you Isidra Bonan, the Aruch Shari Lagamri, Psychical Nikolai, or Shari Poskim Osir. Behine, the Beshulchar Aruch, near the Maskal, Yeser Poskim, the Psychical Nikolai, Osir Dabar. That's what I'm showing you in terms of Psat, that we Poskim Psychical Nikolai is Osir Dabar. Okay? And that's that. Now, the other important Ruchanan that I wanted to show you here is in the Kovetz, before we saw the Kovetz Shurim in Pesachim, this is the Kovetz Shurim in Ksubas, Os Yud Ches. And I've hand up of this Shabbos and Yom come up. That was the fact that we saw back in Source 32, the Tosis on Ksubas Avov and Al quoted Machokas, you know, the Aruch, and they reject the Aruch. So that's why the Ruchanan talks about it here. See, right? It's an interesting thing. It's a toast of masla haim sukhai dinazai. So that's the, remember the cloth, the wet cloth you want to stick in the barrel to clog it up, right? That's the topic there in Ksubas. Anyway, so he's saying, L'chor nir atam machlokas zu, he wants to learn the following, to explain the machlokas toast in the Aruch. Okay? He says, machlokas aruch wa toast psikration l'nichle, l'chor nir atam machlokas zu, tell him the time of the mode of shim psikration. Why does Reb Shimon admit that Psik Reisha altogether is a problem? Reb Shimon will hold that Dorish Emes Kavan is generally mutter. Why does he hold in general that Psik Reisha is also? Reb Shimon will admit, I mean, we saw the Gemara, Abaye and Rava, everyone agrees that Moda Reb Shimon with Psik Reisha, right? Psik Reisha almost. Moda Reb Shimon, why? So he says there are possible, two possible reasons. Kagon Benozir Chofev. Okay, we saw that. So you Nozir, he can put his hair, he's not allowed to take a haircut. Can't pull out his hair. So it's Chofev, he can. How do we explain it? Fluff it up. What are we saying?
Like comment.
Like comment. Like fluff it up. It's like give it body, or they call it. Okay, but okay. I'm a little sorry. The sweet goop secretion, because combing it with a certain type of comb, you're gonna pull out hairs. It's a secretion. It's gonna pull out hairs. Yesh lomar kaven sheyodea the besikrosho yitlo saras mikri mechaven l'tlishim. Okay. When you know that's going to be the result, so that's called mechaven. Like he said himself, that's called mechaven. You know that by doing this, it's going to happen. You can't say I didn't intend it to happen. Just like you can't say I didn't intend to kill the chicken. I only intended to chop its head off. Okay, that's ridiculous. You did intend to kill it. May not have been your goal, but it was your intention. Okay. If you don't care, then you're not mechaven, because you're not interested in the result at all. That's one way to look at it. That's the simple way. That's what we looked at it before, right? The Ruchan says. In other words, when you're secretion, the lo nichalei, certainly you don't want it. And we said it means even lo ichmas, they don't care, but certainly you don't want lo nichalei, you don't want it to happen. You can't say that was my intention. Well, no, it wasn't. I didn't want it to happen. It did happen, but I didn't want it to happen, right? And that's one. Base. Came in this week, he secretion.
Lo nichalei will be accepted.
That's why low nichal would not be when Rav Shimon is modeh. The psikresha is aser. Okay, that's only when you're satisfied with the result. Then you can't say I didn't attempt it at that, but you didn't want it. So perhaps you didn't care. Certainly if you didn't want it, then it's not that's not cool. That's going to remain animus kavim. The base came in the sriki psikresha l'tlisha into the tlisha mechal sriki. It's more of a lumdish way to look at it. That since the srika combing it or brushing it, right, will lead to tlisha, then the tlisha is included in the srika. It's one and the same. The action is one and the same. See his language, the tlisha mechasik. The sagi mechaving l'srika. He is intending to comb his hair, but since tlisha is a result of srika, then it becomes like one. Okay, the result and the action are the same. The result is now attached, so to speak, to the action. Even though I don't want that to happen, but since it's inevitable, here it's a little bit more lumdish way of saying it, right? Since it's inevitable, the first way of saying it's inevitable, so it's like your mechavim. But here we see, it becomes as though that was the action, that srika, combing, includes klisha. Because klisha is the iser, right? Plucking out hairs is also for another, right? So plucking out hairs is the iser. Combing by itself is not the iser, but since tlisha is an automatic or inevitable result of combing, then it's considered one action, right? The tlisha and the srika are lumped together, even though you weren't attending to that. That tlisha and the klas b'srika. V'im kein, afil lo nichalei b'tlisha. Even if you're not happy, too bad. Ein lepotro mishum de ena miskavim. You can't just potter. That's the sheet of Tosas. If it's psikresha de lo nichale, good lo nichale, but doesn't matter because on the drabana level, it doesn't matter. Why? Because with drabana we say that that action is attached to the other action. It's one and the same. Okay. So he says, therefore the homiskavim lesviko at least we call sviko came the efshu lezulozo. All right. So he says, behind the day, sir, kavon al guf hamalacha, el asagi b'mashim miskaven lahamaisa, shamalacha nichleles beiberetz. Could I read the words inside? If you didn't already, okay. But that's what he's saying. Lufiza davar pashit, the shita zos. Okay, awesome. Now you can ask me. That's such a strong point that you also deraisa, right? If we're saying like this, that the action is included. It's mamish the same thing. So even also with the raisa. So that not he says shita zos also with the raisa b'choli surin but levad mishabes. Okay, by choli surin there's no chilek at all. Okay, I mentioned that. But when it comes to Shabbos, so then you have the other thing of lechas mach Shabbos on a Torah level. Probably will still be also rabbanan. That's what the Rav Chanan is saying. Okay, so basically the machlokas between Tos and the Orach. If you cut it down to its core, machlokas may be what exactly this psik ratio, so to speak, do when it's injected into the mix. Okay, in other words, according to the Yoruch, dover shein miskaven is mutter, psik ratio makes it aser, and what does lo nichale do? It makes it back into dover shein miskaven. When psikresha is lo nichale, so psikresha now is out of the equation. It goes back to square one. Dovah shein miskaven, and therefore it's totally mutter. And that's the shitiyah. Totally mutter. In other words, dovah shein miskaven, we all agree is mutter. We all agree dovah shein miskaven is mutter. Psikresha shimon is modeh that it's awesome. But if it's lo nichale, so now it's not really psikresha. Since you have kavana, it goes back to being what? Okay, that's the sheet of the Yoruch, totally mutter. That's the Yoruch. But according to Tosas, the steps go like this. Tov Hashem is Kavan is mutter. Psik Reisha makes it Osir. Lo Nichalei does not make it back into Einu Miskavin. Because Sof Kol Sof, it's still Psik Reisha, right? It doesn't make it back into Psik Reisha. What it does is it makes it into something akin to Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, okay, which only also Darbona. It makes it into something which you're doing something. it wasn't for that ultimate reason, right? That, I mean, Rav Chanan doesn't say it in so many words, but that's kind of what he means, right? He's saying that it's the Talisha is bichlal the Srika. It's not the way he did it. It's not plucking hairs in the sense of whatever they did for the Mishkan and so on, right? Whatever the answer is, it's a different question. But whatever the answer is, could be it's like Gozes, or okay, maybe even Kotze, but you know, Kotze. That's a Tosa. That's a Bahan. Yeah. But Tosa is basically, according to the Sheet of Tosa, the point is that Lo Nichale does not transform it back into Dovah Shem Mizkaven. Okay? It's still Psik Resha, but it's just not being done. Right, this Talisha is not being done out of Talisha because he's doing it through Srika, which is like a Malacha Shins of Guf in a certain sense, which is also Rabbanan. Okay, because you know it wasn't done the way the Mishkan. Okay, but at the end of the day, okay, Psik Reishe the Lo Nichale, everybody will agree it's Muta Doraisa on Shabbos. Okay, everyone's bringing Muta Doraisa. Okay, but in Shari Surin, it'll actually be, in other words, the machlokas, I'm just pointing out, is the machlokas between the Aruch and Tosas on in Shabbos is a machlokas on a Darbana level. The Raisa they'll agree, and the Darbanan, so the Tosas says with Darbanan it's also, Sikh Lo Nichle is also Darbanan, and the Aruch will say it's Mutab Darbanan, it's Machlokas on a Darbana level. But by Shari Surim, on a Daraisa level, again, they'll agree. Okay, but by Shari Surim, the machlokas could be on a deraisa level. Okay, think it through. By Shari Surim. Because by Shari Surim, so according to, let's spell it out, according to the Aruch, okay, it's going to be mutter deraisa by Shari Surim because it goes back into becoming what? The Davashenim is common. So therefore, even, by Shari Surim, there'll be even mutter deraisa. Because it reverts to being a Dovah Shehinu Miskaven, right? Whereas, is that the case? Yeah, we go back into Dovah Shehinu Miskaven. But according to Tosas, it does not revert to Dovah Shehinu Miskaven. It rather becomes something like Malach HaShem Tzurich HaLeguf. Well, that's only by Shabbos. That is no, you know, Nachas Mach Shabbos, and that's only by Shabbos. Yeah, and so therefore, there, the Baal HaTos would hold that it's also perhaps even the Raisa by Shari Surin. Okay, and by Shabbos you have a kula. Well, I don't call kula exactly. We have a, you know, it's done. In other words, it's not like we saw. This would be against that rush we saw back in 33. Okay, because back in 33, the rush says Bala Aruch Amar Lo Asim Shem Sikvesh Alehecha Denichle Hainu Dafkalin in Shabbos. I'm going to be full disclosure. That rush is Dafkalin in Shabbos. According to another way, no, it's not Dafkalin in Shabbos. He would say it all the way. Okay. Now, if you think about it, according to the second sad in the Rav Chaim, in the Rav Chana rather, okay, here in number 40, the second sad in Rav Chaim, you know, according to Tos, it can't go back. According to Tos, it can't go back to being a Dovah Shehinu Miskaven because it's still a Psik Resha. Okay, it can't go. It's the same act, right? It doesn't go back to becoming Dovah Shehinu Miskaven. It's still a Psik Resha. Because the action and the result is linked together. It's the same. So therefore, it's going to be Aser. Not Aser Doraisa, because of, again, Shabbos, Malachas Mishabbos, Malachas Mishabbos, but according to the first Tzad, okay, then the truth of the matter is, Tosas could hold, you know, according to the first Tzad, this is all within the second Tzad of Ochanan. Okay, according to the first Tzad, that as long as you know that it's going to, as long as you know what's going to happen, and then it's not called Dovah Shehinu Miskaven, then you could argue that even what you're not Mechaven, so it would go back to being Dovah Shehinu Miskaven, which is the seat of the Aruch, according to the first side. Yeah. Yeah, question. Anyway, it's another way to look at it. Yeah.
According to the Aruch, on the second reading,
yeah.
Would he
conceivably
be possible to have a Dovah Shehinu
Miskaven
to
Michalei
that's not
Sufficial? Dovah Shehinu Miskaven. Michalei.
Like I'm
dragging
my friend. I'm like, I really would love
the furrows
happen. I'm not doing it for the furrows happen.
Yeah.
It would be really.
So you're saying
that
the Oracle allowed that?
That's
right. No, I understand. Yeah. Not sure. It sounds like he'd be makeup, but I'm not sure. Okay, well, see, so that's what I'm bringing up from that to Rav Chanan. Okay. you know, according to the first Tzad, if you knew, knowledge is like being mechaven. So it's lo nicha, so it's not mechaven. So then you'll go back to being a davshim iskaven, which is mutter. Okay. All right. So that's just that's a vachonam. Keep that in the back of your mind. I'll come up with something else. Now I'd like to look at the next point, and that is as follows. So some raise the question, sof kol sof. So if we hold psik reishe de lo nichale, okay. Let's move away from lo nichale, lo nichale for a second. Psik reishe davshim iskaven by psik reishe. Okay, Dor Shem is Kavan by Psik Reisha. Let's assume there is Nichalei. So then we say that everybody agrees that Rav Shimon is Moda, that Yechayim, right? Everyone agrees Yechayim. So some raise the question, one second. But what about, since we brought up, what about Malach HaShem Sifla Gufa? Certainly according to Tosis, right, that Malach HaShem Gufa is a function of the Mishkan and so on. Okay, you're not doing it in the way we've done in the Mishkan. Right, even if you hold to Dovah Shem is coming, it's Psik Reisha, so Shimon is Moda. All right, well, it should be like a Malach HaShem Tzal Gufa, should be subject to that Machlokas, which we talked about last week, Malach HaShem Tzal Gufa. Right, I mean, because what happened? The Malacha resulted, right? The Malacha resulted from what you did. Okay, but it wasn't done in the way it was done in the Mishkan. So why wouldn't this be like Malach HaShem Tzal Gufa? We should treat like we treat whatever the din will be. And we had the machlokas last time, right? What the halachas of halachas of halachas. You follow the kasha? In other words, once we say, if it's a regular case of psikration, so then we say you're chayev. Okay? It's not Dov Hashem Miskaven. You're chayev, even the rice, you're chayev. Wait a minute, why is it worse than malach Hashem and Tzvich HaGufa? Okay, let's give some examples. Okay? We said that if you put out a flame, okay, not for the purpose of creating a coal, you know, the charcoal and so on, which is something to simmer, okay, just because you want it to be dark in the room, we said that's Malach HaShem Tzal Gufa, because it's not done for the same reason it's done in the Mishkan, okay? So that's Malach HaShem
Tzal Gufa. According to Tosos' understanding
of Malach HaShem Tzal Gufa. Yeah, I'm happy with the Mishkan issue, yes. Within that Mishkan, right, but it's not like Rashi did that. But we'll operate now the more standard way. And again, remember the Aruch HaShulchan said Rashi was argue. Okay, but anyway, he had a question. In other words, Malach HaShem Tzichel Gufa. Okay, so what does it mean? Well, we're talking for the purpose of Mishkan. Good. So Dovah Shem Miskabim. Okay, even a psikration. It's a floor where I know I'm going to make a hole. Okay, but I'm not doing that Malacha the way it was done in the Mishkan. Right, so why? So even if the psik reisha should still be subject to whatever the rules are, but it's going to go for. Why is there a difference once you say psik reisha that removes it from the realm of davar shem iskaven? It should put it into the realm of davar shem iskaven. Understand the question? What's the difference between davar shem iskaven and davar shem iskaven? So again, we said that if you extinguish a flame not for the purpose of Mishkan, that's called davar shem iskaven. Okay. Because it wasn't done for the same toilets, right? I mean, with me, you don't talk, right? It wasn't done for the same toilets. Yeah. So one second. Yet if I open a door, knowing that it's windy out, right? We talked about that last week, and it knocks out the candle, that we said it's secretion. Why is it any worse? Why is it? So I also didn't do it the way it was done on the mission. You hear? I want to open a door, and it was windy outside, so the wind blew out the flame. So that's called secret. If you know that, you know, it's so windy. So that's called secret. Why is that? I mean, it is secret, I agree. Why isn't it a different thing? Why is it any different than Dabashan, than Malach HaShem and Gufa? You're the Kasha. Yeah?
Right?
That if I extinguish it, not for the purpose of making a pechum, you know, coal or something, or something similar, like I want it to be dark in the room. That's called Malach HaShem Tzal Gufa. Okay, so whatever the dinim are, Malach HaShem Tzal Gufa. But why is Dabashem Miskaven any different? I open the door and I knocked out the flame with the wind. That's called, we call that Dabashem Miskaven. So this is a question which we should, you know, which the Kesef Mishnah deals with. Look in 41. Okay, Matzasi Kosu, that's a Memchav says. Hahefresh, Sheyesh ben Malach HaShem Tzal Gufa, Ubeim Sikresh Velayomos. What's the Hahefresh? Who, the Gabe Psikresh, Eino Mechaven Lemalacha Kol Iker. Okay, you're not mechavin for any malacha whatsoever. Lashinas is behechret. It's an inevitable result, but it wasn't your kavana whatsoever. Kigon, he gives example. Shesogar pesach beso, ahaya sham tzvi. Okay, that's not a terribly common thing today. But I closed the house, the door to my house, there's a deer inside the house. You know, when I live in Tinek, there are deer all over the place now. I mean, all over the place. Every time I walk to shul, I see deer. Okay. They come and they chew up your vegetation, your garden, you know, your yard. Anyway, but they don't come in the house. All right, that's the case. Okay, the case is, don't you sug our pets at Wazard and see Shulok Kiven Lishmir Satsi. He wasn't trying to trap this deer. Want to close the door, this closes the front door. El Shemalacha, Nasis Behakh. But the result is that there's a malacha. That's called psikaration. Psikaration, who's that? Okay, he had no intent for malacha whatsoever. I am mechavin to do this malacha, just not for the same ultimate goal as was done in the Mishkan. But I am mechavin to hear the chiluk because we should rose. Okay, El Hashem mechavin l'tachlisa, and he quotes his misod Harab Rabbeinu Avraham Achosi b'shem Ovid. That's Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arama. So you found this from the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arama. In other words, that malacha shes legufa. I have kavana for a malacha, just a different toilet than it was done in the Mishkan. Whereas by Psik Reisha, I have no intent for malacha at all. It's an incidental outcome. It's an inevitable outcome, but it's an incidental outcome. You hear the chiluk? That's because the Mishnah is wrong in chiluk, and that's why the nadinim are not going to be the same. The kapos tomorrow. Other achonim deal with this. Okay. I'll share with you. Okay. Psik Reisha, the kapos tomorrow. I mentioned the kapos tomorrow is on. Is where Moshe Mechabim, one of the Achronim, wrote the three-part sefer that they print together, Shemus Baretz, which is on the Yom Tovim of Tishrei, on the Gemara. So this is on is Yom Truah on Rosh Hashanah and Seves Yom Kippur on Rosh Yuma, and Kapos Tvarim. I don't know in any case on the whole Masechta, but Kapos Tvarim is on in Sukkot. So on that Daf Lamed Gimel on the base, it's with the berries, everything else. So he says Kosov Maran Bekesef Mishnah. He quotes his Kesef Mishnah, and then he writes on Ani Matzasi Hach Milsim Bechuvas Maram Al Shaka. Okay, and also one of the Achronim, Ikal Medak. Okay, and he says, I have a problem though. It's a nice chiluk. All right, but 1 second. He says, Ikal Medak, in Mulacha Shenzuko Shmisach. Maral Shachar. Maral Shachar was one of the early Achronim, contemporary of him, more or less.
So the other is the same exact thing.
He found the truth. I have to be honest, I didn't look up. I have the truth as well. I didn't look up the truth. I took the Kabbalist Forum's word for it, which I shouldn't always look up. I didn't do it in this case. Anyway, but he found this truth. So Kesef Mishnah says it. Kesef Mishnah doesn't say it originally. Look at the first two letters. Mem Chav stands for Matzasi Kosu. First two letters of 41. I found this in it. Okay, whatever. So Ikla made that. 1 second. In the Malacha Shein Etzvicha, Shumiskaven Legufa Malacha, Poter of Shimon. Okay, let's remember. By Malacha Shein Tzvicha Gufa was also Machlok as Rav Shimon. And what was Rav Shimon's position by Malacha Shein Tzvicha Gufa? The Potter. Drabba, Potter Avalosa. And Potter writes Avalos Drabbana. So, and that's where you're Miskavin Legufa Malacha. So Kosher came to see Gresham Mechavin Klau. Ask the Kappas Torah, good Kasha. It's a nice chilek that the Kesef Mishnah draws, but then it comes out backwards. Because it comes out the case where you're Mechavin for a Malacha. Just for a different toeles, okay, then was done in the Mishkan. There, Reb Shimon is going to say that it's mutter. It's mutter deraisa. It's potter avalosa. Okay, it's potter. It's mutter deraisa. It's also darbana. But by psikresha, he says he agrees by psikresha that it's also. So he says, look at the language of the Kappas Farm. According to Kesef Mishnah Yisod, by Psik Reisha, you weren't intending to do Malacha at all. It was just an inevitable result of what you did, but there wasn't an intention at all. So isn't that better? That would seem to be a lesser violation. And it comes out the other way, according to Mishnah. It comes out by Malacha Shinah Gufa, means Potters. And by Zohar Shem Iskab and by Psik Reish, it's more than it's also. So that's what's bothering him. Okay? Tell him to call him up. My Hefer Shesamar, Rabbeinu Avraham, Ben Psik Reish, Malachuzah, Elon Hirili. Okay, the my time lechayv b'sigresh mishum dein mechamel malacha kolikar v'yiftor malacha shein gufa avogal b'mechamel gufa malacha ela shein mechamel tachlis v'ala don kavachom the other way around. I mean, you know, he says it. Okay, I didn't quote the whole thing. There. He says it's a little difficult. Okay,
where did
Rav Avraham break this? So I don't know. We do have some sorry. So as a he has a prayer, right? He also has some called Amaspik Lo Hashem. We have some. Right, and we also have some in Kisser Ben Avraham that's called Amaspik Lo Hashem, which is right. Which is philosophy. But he has chuvas. I have it on there, chuvas. So I don't know. I didn't follow through. And I also, right. I have it on something called Kisser Ben Avraham and Aram, which is random stuff. Probably stuff was lost. We don't know. I mean, in general, I mean, I'll say it the wrong way. Would he have been well known if he was not the Rambam's son? Or maybe, you know, no, more well known, or would have been more well known except that he wasn't the Rambam. You could look at it two ways. You know, and it was the Rambam, and the Rambam was, we only quote unquote, care about him because he was the Rambam's son, or if I cared, you know, we would care about him even more if he wasn't the Rambam's son because it just, okay, anyway, whatever. But he was certainly someone to consider important. So that's
very young.
Yes, he was a kid. Yeah, he was a kid. Anyways, yeah.
Is the concept of Mashiach going to answer the question in terms of?
Well, he just mentioned the point, but he doesn't. It's a good chiluk, except the Kapsman points out that it comes out backwards a little bit. So that's what he's saying. Okay, I mean, he says again, you know, the chotek, he cuts off the head of the chicken, you know. So, all right, we get the idea. All right, so he writes, Mashi Yeroel, and he has died, can you read to it? But he writes four lines down on the next page, final Mashi Yeroel, and he has died, the Hefesh, who said, the Psikresha have the Mechavim Losa Samalocha, the Ritzono Lushum Tzorech. Okay, there's a need. Kigon, Chotek, Rosh Of, this Chokmo, the kids played with it. Again, it's a funny toy, but that's what the kids played with. Yeah.
This is on the same page.
In the next page. Again, I can read to it, but Masha Yeroel, about five lines down, a little line. Masha Yeroel, and there's Daiti. So he has a different, a little bit of a different take. Okay, and he says, the Hefreshu, Zed, the Psik Reisha, Yahavid, the Mechavin Lasso, Samalocha, Bertsono, the Shum Tzor, Kigon, Chotek, Rosh Of, this Chokmo, he has a goal here. We're going to might, in the Hadas, La Ochon, that's a secret. Yeshua has within it, so to speak, an intent, a constructive intent. Moment second. Okay, you know, you wanted to get the mace out of the house. Remember that we talked about last week? It smelled bad or a boy tumor problem. Okay, and this is going. Well, he comes back to Rashi. What's Malach says of Gufa? It's to remove something. With Salik, remember that's what Rashi said. What we learned Rashi, right? It's Malach Hashem of Gufa means that it's not for a constructive, it's to remove something. Was Rashi? You would rather not have had the situation in the first place. With Salkam Eilam, then it's Malach Hashem of Gufa. The Birtsono Lo Bom. I admit that was Rashi. Okay, but that's what he says. Okay, and he says that the others agree. So he mentions that, you know, Ein Tzorchos, you mentioned others say that it has to do with the Mishkan, but he prefers the other approach. And then he said, according to that approach, at least, it works out okay. Because Malacha Shenzi Lagufa is you're trying to eliminate a problem which you would rather not have in the first place. Okay, so then there's room to be lenient, so to speak. But Davashem is coming. You have a purposeful, intentional goal of mine, namely to give the kid a plaything. A plaything happened to be a chicken's head. Okay, but that's who wants to give it. Okay, interesting idea.
What about putting out a fire?
Yeah.
You know, like, why is putting out a fire ever not a, why would that ever be?
Why would that ever be Malacha Shins Lagufa?
It would always be Malacha
Shins Lagufa. It'll be let's just take 1 second. If you're doing it there, let's see. I don't know. Again, you have to, what exactly is the purpose of you doing that? It's not what I promised.
The reason I didn't talk about erasing it because there, okay, fine. I'd say
no, you're eliminating something.
You want to, because the real issue is.
But here also, you're not going to take the fire off the table. Maybe it's a spread. You can think of it.
That seems to be a silo.
Yeah, right. A silo. And therefore, That's malachas shetzel gufa.
So that would never be.
Would not be chayav because that's what never. That would not be.
That seems funny.
Whereas opening the door, you had a toilet in mind. They would open the door. It's an interesting chilek. I'm not sure it doesn't have problems, but I'm interesting chilek. You have in 43. I printed in my Keves HaMishnah. This is Keves HaMishnah was lived in Chelm. The words to the wise men of Chelm make fun of it, but Chelm is actually a city. It was actually a city, Chelm. It's now in eastern Poland, near the border. Okay, but you had actually a joke in Yiddish folklore. The Chelm's a joke, but the Keves HaMishnah is from Chelm. He was the rabbi there in the 1700s. So anyway, he quotes also this Keves HaMishnah, all right, and he raises a similar question, all right, and he says. You know, he says basically, raise the same question, right? He says, "Ain bum in Elsa was covered on the Bama Chuvarim." At first glance, it looks like a good chiluk, like we saw, but Ain bum Elsa dam. If he's a bedinu, she malachas to a chomer tvei, right? The same kasha, right? The Makabas Hamishah has this on the Rambam. It's the same. This on the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Parak Aleph, right? It's the same kasha as the Kabbalah Swarm did. It comes out backwards. If anything, malachas shins gufa should be more strict. Because sof kol sof, you're mechavim malacha. True, it's for a different purpose, but you're mechavim malacha. But psikreisha, I'm mechavim malacha ben apochu. It's not even the other way around. So, all right, hamurim is enim huur, ahetel shemim psikreisha, dova shemim is kavim huur, nami ahetel shemim malacha, mitzvah guva. Psikreisha, chol psikreisha, havala ki'ilu miskavim lasos malacha. That's you have to learn, okay? And it's like, and it works out, you know, obviously he lived earlier, but in the Rochanan, but it works out as a Rochanan sort of, because, again, whatever Chonin say, the action, the result becomes attached, so to speak, to the action willy-nilly. So that's why ke'ilu miskaven las malacha, okay? Whereas by malacha zin gufa, okay, the malacha zin gufa, it's one of the pater because, you know, in other words, it's when a madavsha miskaven is an intentional malacha for the malacha's purpose, because you know what's going to happen. You drag something away, you know you're going to make it rich. You wanted it, and you want it to be there. That's good. So then, again, it's similar to my opinion about Rabbi Chanan, the second side of Rabbi Chanan. So that's what Kev's mission is. The Rachel Shulchan also deals with this in Reish Men Beis, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Sif Lamed Beis. Yesh Bezeh Sheila Gedola. The Eich Efshel Yitzchayav Lepshim HaPsik Reishay. Okay, when they didn't have him, Lepshita Shein Tzorach L'Tachlis. I mean, Kena, we all put out Chalponim, and Lachan Shein Tzorach L'Gufa. Okay, so what's going on? So he said, near the Hachi Purusha, Chol Psik Reisha, Anan Sadi Denichal Echayev, Av Sheinu Mechavim Azev, Ubal Korchach Havi Kim Mechavim Azev. When we can testify, when the norm is, that it's obvious that that's what he wants, it's like he's Mechavim. Okay? Lachas Yagufa, not like that. Okay, enough said about that. It's an interesting question, so we can analyze it. Now, Viter. Okay, with me? I mean, you know, I don't get it.
Why is it very hard?
Saying it. Anan Sadi means that it's, I think it's obvious that it makes, that anyone knows it's going to happen.
Say that you want it.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I think his chiluk works in the second side, that he's saying that it's automatic. It's like you were mechavin for that malacha. I don't even mean, Rochon doesn't mention Rekhara's mission. Obviously, Rekhara's mission is living 100 years before, more than 100 years before, doesn't mention him, but it's, you know. Yeah, he could. Yes. I just think it works out. His terminology, I think, works out. No, he could. Yeah. All right. The next issue is, okay, so it's not much about that. So we spoke a lot about psikreisha. Nichal elo, nichal elo, nichal elo, is fine. We also spoke about carb. Another issue that comes up from psikreisha is, I want to finish up the psikreisha topics today. Another issue that comes up from psikreisha is, you know, psikreisha when the isser that results is an isser darbana. Okay, what happens if will we apply psikreisha? It says that also when the isser results is not an isser daraisa, it's a darbana. Right. So the Gemara has on Mem Vav Beis in Shabbos 45. Ramele Abayi Rabbi Yosef, Mi Amar did Rabbi Shimon say Kavsa Muta L'Taltala. This is a situation where the menorah, the candle that held the candle, went out. Okay, the flame went out. So now he says, the Shimon say you're allowed to say you're allowed to move it. Kavsa in lo, kavsa lo. Okay, but you can't move it while it's still burning. My time. Dilma b'had inokalei kavsa, because moving it may knock it out. Okay. Now, what do you mean it may knock it out? So Hashemim, like Shimon, Dover Shimon is kavan muter. Okay, don't we say Dover Shimon is kavan muter? the Tanim Shimon Omer Gora Adam Kisa Imitam Safso Vashes Kavalas Switz, Kalecha the Kavan Ike and Sur the Rice, Kilomachavan goes of Shimon Rabbanan, Kalecha the Kimachavan Ike is the Rabbanan, Kilomachavan Shor of Shimon Chatchilo. So here we find the Chilak. Okay, that which Shimon Omer says, Kol Hecha the Kimachavan, if I would have had Kavana, the result would have been Issa the Rice, and if I don't have in mind, okay, then that's what I'm assuming this goes there. I don't have in mind, but you know, it's a secretion. So then Rav Shimon says, Rabbanan, Kol Hecha the Chimachavan, Ika Yisud Rabbanan only, Ki Lo Mechavan, Shor Rav Shimon Lechatchila. Okay, so look what Rashi says, Mevon Beis, Yisur 46, Yisur Daraisa, okay, Yisur Daraisa, Kikibu is Avalacha, but Chritz is Leka Yisur Daraisa, the Chofer Kelachayara, original case with the bed. Okay, that's not how you make a furrow and you plow. Okay, beds. It's kalachayad. The chofer, come on, told the chorish uchayim, hanim the chofer kedarko, b'mora, b'kardum, you know, with the plowshares, with the plowing instrument, not with the wheels of a bed, the legs of a bed. Okay, so that's when Rav Shimon said, the Rav Shimon is coming, is mutar l'chatchila. Okay, now, as far as Gracious concerns. So let's look in the Sharatzion. Okay, the Sharatzion is in Shimon Shin Lamed Zion. Shimon Shin Lamed Zion is a cotton out. And the Chofer Gama Lesbos said, Ain't a Chofer Gedar Kobor Machatzina Lakahayan. The Proprat Kishagor Babayas all of a sudden the Kapla that creates a Madrabanan Hudasu. Right, here's the point. Kolmokum Da. The Hod the Kaimalan, Dovashim Miskaben Mutru, Afilo Bemiskab, Afilo Bemokum, the Miskaben Ika Isidoraisa. If it's Dover Shayna Miskavin, not Psychration, then even if you would be Miskavin, it'll be an Isodoraisa. It's still Mutter. Okay, it's still Mutter. However, if you look now in Smashin Yodalid, okay, Smashin Yodalid, you see the Shabur there. Here in Shin Yodalid, it's gotten out of the Psychration, the Nit, what's again Psychration Lichali. Vaya Sakin Takua Merv Shabbos Bechavitz. You have a knife or some kind of thing which is inside of a barrel, you want to take it out. Now, take it in and out, so it may widen, you know, the knife cuts or whatever it is, may widen the hole, right? So, Shulchan Aruch says, as long as Eino Miskaven Lahosid. But more right, the Davka Shotzil Gamkein Pam Achas Mivod Yom. That's as long as you once took it out before. So now you're just putting it back in and out. It's not really going to widen much. I will know it's going to be to have a psik reisha to also nekeb u pesach lechavis. Okay? Now, so he seems to be saying that if you never took it out, so then it's taka also. Because that's actually creating the opening. So the Shabura says, in Kotan Yud Aleph, it's actually we'll go back a step, okay, before we get into the Mishabura, but this is most likely only a Dindar Abanan to begin with, to make this opening, to make an opening in a barrel, only Dindar Abanan to begin with. So the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. He doesn't say it had to be in before. If you put it in and out, it's Psikresh, it could be Dichlet, it's only the Abanan. The whole is only the Abanan. Mishabur says it's Mutter. Mutter lo tzio lachniso shari enem is gavan lahosif. But you have no kavana, okay? It may result, and you're happy with a wider hole, but it's only the rabbanon to begin with. Ramah said only to the, it was before, so it's much less likely that something's going to result, okay? So the Mishabur, so Machok is Machavan Ramah. All right, so Mishabur in Sikwat Yadalid says, what's the difference? Takua, Hainusha, Takua, Bechozeg. Now he spells out the whole case. They hold so of Achnasu, Psik Reshu, Shisrachek Hanekev. Shisrachev Hanekev. Pulling it in and out, it's going to widen the hole. Right? Have a screwdriver, whatever thing you want. Knife, that's what he's told me. It's going to widen the hole. Afilu hachi, kevan the ikar isur rak with rabbanon. The whole isur to begin with is only rabbanon here to make an opening in a barrel. So svirale the mechaber, okay? The shori kevan shein miskaven was there. It's not your mechaber. So it's a dover shein miskaven. It's a psik resha, but the mechaber still says mutter. Why? Because the resultant usher is an isser, is a best of the rabbanon. So a psik reshe, even though the Reb Shimon's chumrah, the Reb Shimon's moda by psik reshe, and it's also is only when the resultant isser is the raisa. which what it looks like to not simply Gemara. Huh? That's what Shmuel is explaining. That's the sheet of Mechaber. He's explaining this in Mechaber. Okay, yes?
I just gotta go with like the reason for separation is
Mechaber. Mesvara wise, well, let me just finish and I'll think about it. I'll hold the thought for a second. Okay, but that's when the resultant iser, the automatic iser, right, the inevitable iser is a deraisa. Oh, and that's what it looks like from that Gemara, right?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like Gemara. Kol heichel mechaven, he said, he's rabbonon, kilom is kavon, shem shem lechatchilo, shor lechatchilo. Right, that's the simple way that Gemara in Shabbat by book. Okay, oh, so let's go on to Mishabur. Continues the Mishabur. The dot is in the Sukkot and Yeralf, the instrument should have the das Ramon Lachlokola. The Dafka Keshotzi of Pam Achlu Yom Dalye, day Zen, it's Rachet Tsas already. The Sulo Havi Psigratia. It's not really Psigratia because it's been in and out before. So now you're just putting it back. It's not automatic that it's going to widen it. If this is the first time you're pulling it out, so it's automatic, it's going to widen or putting it out. It's automatically going to widen it. It's not automatic in this case. Also, the psik ratio. After Pesach, Shein also lachnis also the surah and rabbanon. He apparently holds psik ratio also after milsa the rabbanon. He holds it. Rambam holds it even that even if the resultant iser, the inevitable iser, even close to inevitable iser, is a rabbanon, he holds it still a problem psik ratio. The machol is a problem.
Rambam disagrees with
the Rambam. He's learning. He has to learn the Gemara differently. Okay, because the Gemara didn't really. The Ramah is holding the Shimon's heter by the Shimon's admitting that psikresha is usher, right? Tav Shimon's comment is mutter. Psikresha, Shimon holds his mutter, concludes the Ramah, even, I'm sorry, Tav Shimon's comment is mutter. Psikresha is usher, that's Shimon's moda, psikresha is usher. So comes the Ramah says, even if the result of this is only Rabbanan, Shimon is still Machler. That's what he's saying. Okay, and he says, in the Kadin, in Schema, Mogan Abram, Beli Rabbah, Grav, Kibega, they all agree, the Psik Resha also Afba Milsa Mid Rabbanan. That's how they all learn. Not to learn the Gemara differently, but that's how they learn. Okay? Next, okay, with me? So the Machokas, and most Achonim seem to be Machler by Psik Resha, even the Rabbanan, Psik Resha Lichle, the Lichle is going to be also the Rabbanan. Okay? Yeah.
Now,
he says the Mogan Avram, the Yerabba, the Grub, Kivege, good number of people. Good. And the next question, in 50, next question, is what about its trade drop on them? What about secretion with trade drop on them, according to the Zomachma here? So here we have the following. It's a Tanar Abonim, Gemara in Shabbos, Kufa, and Beis, 50. Hatzod Chagov. Gizim, certain types of grasshoppers, okay, and tsarin are hornets, tsira, hornets, tsirin, the yitusha, mosquitoes, b'shabes, chayav, the remer, chomel, kolser, mino, nitzor, chayav, kolsheno, mino, nitzor, potter. Depends, tsar is only by the type of things people normally look to trap, okay. Rashi says, gizim is min chag of tar, v'nechol, and some type of edible grasshoppers. Okay, we can, you know, not eat certain type of grasshoppers. We don't, locusts, whatever, we don't, Ashkenazim don't, as a rule, we don't. People see that over the summer. They had this. Someone sent a video. The Shefter was eating a grasshopper. You saw that? Oh, we saw.
Yeah.
The Shefter was in the Yentzis Makolo, and someone had gone, I think, to the museum that Rabbi Slivkin has in the Beit Shemesh or something. So they have kosher grasshoppers. They brought them to the Shefter and he ate it. And there was a video going around over the summer. I didn't ask him about it, but. God brought him and said, oh, okay. No. Anyway, I can tell you that my brother was involved with, they had this thing years ago called the halachic dinner. You hear about that? It was years ago. They still have it every, that does a halachic dinner. They have a whole dinner serving all kinds of things with one. Generally not eating a dinner of exotic species. They have things which are pheasant, whatever things are kosher, but nobody eats them. So I remember once Rabbi Tendler's brother was here. So he went to one of the, huh? Yeah, he went to it, and he said he drew his line at the chocolate-covered grasshoppers they served for dessert. That, he said, he just couldn't do it. But my brother told me that Rav Kafach, you know, the one who wrote the translated all the Rambams, the big Talmud Chacham, died not that long ago. I mean, I was in it, so he died. He Now that I was there for Shloshim, they had something like this. He spoke, but it was Kafach translated. Kafach is an important translator of Arabic to Lashon Kodesh. So he translated the Pirush HaMishnah. He has an edition. The Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, was written in Hebrew to begin with, but he has a critical edition, many volumes of footnotes and some of the major Talmud Chacham and things that Rambam wrote in Arabic, the Pirush HaMishnah and the Mornabuch, and he translated into Hebrew also the Levi's works. He translated. I think he commented that, you know, when Shmuel Ibn Tibon, who was one of the earlier times, translated some stuff in Arabic to Hebrew, he writes in his Hagdama that he doesn't know Arabic that well to be able to translate certain idiomatic expressions and so on and so forth. He's going to translate it. For years, everybody thought he was just being modest, you know. I think Rav Kafach said he wasn't being modest. It's true. He didn't know all the idiomatic expressions. Rav Kafach was from Yemen, where, of course, the Rambam is, you know, held in very, very high esteem. So my brother-in-law was involved with Tchelis, went to Rav Kafach. Anyway, so Rav Kafach told him they had these locust plagues from time to time in Yemen when he was a kid growing up. And he said that the Jews were very happy because the Muslim fields were ruined and they couldn't blame it on the Jews. They couldn't take it on the Jews. And the second reason they're happy is because they had free snacks, the locusts.
Is this story that Omar Khayyam had moved to Morocco, had a big problem? He was the only one
Reposing on, yeah, the oil made it. Okay, anyway, so there are types of grace up there, kosher. I don't know. I think it sounds like he just couldn't bring himself to do it. That's, you know, but this video, I was on YouTube or something, it's sitting around during the summer, to get a certain type of kosher grace up. Anyway, so this mission talks about say that without, all right, Mino Nitzo, certain things are traps, and Mino Nitzo, people don't. Trap mosquito, you know, hunting mosquitoes. You know, you don't trap. Okay, so that's what's going on. So in Hilshin and Shin Tez Zion, Siv Gimel 52, the Mechaber writes, Kol Shum Yino Nitzur Chayavalav Ein Minitzur Potrav Al Asur. Fine. All right, it's also Drabonot. It's not the Melacha of Tzad, right? If it's Ein Bimino Nitzur, it's still also Drabonot. It's not the Melacha, a Melacha, on the Dereisa level of Tzad. Hilchot Zvuvim, Afopish Ein Bimino Nitzur, okay, also let's do them in the Drabonot, right? Flies, you can't, you know, there's a whole bees in the sukkah problem, or bugs in the sukkah. Now there are more ads. V'lachein yesh lizor shalo liskor teva katana, o listom kelim shezvuvim bo b'shabbos. Be careful, says the Ramah, don't close a drawer or a chest, and then we don't have so many bugs inside our house, hopefully now. For one time they did in the summertime and so on. So don't close a small box that has flies in it, because you're trapping the flies. That's a psik reshe. By closing the chest, by closing the drawer, you're going to trap these flies. Okay? Now, some people are makel that if you open up, they'll fly right out, and then it's not called trapping, even if it's a temporary basis. Okay? And the Mishabura says, according to Tezvav 53, trapping means you can get it in one shot. You have this enormous chest, enormous drawer, container, closet, whatever, and you close it, you trap, and let's say your closet in your bedroom, whatever, you close the closet door and there are flies in there. Even if you open it, you can't get the fly right away. It's a tiny little drawer. You can probably reach your hand and bend it down once, you can get it. So it makes that, Mishabur makes that chilek. Okay, that, you know, can you get it or not? That's what he did in Sod. Okay, what's the Sora behind it? So the Sharatzion there in Simchin Tazayin, Osirches, right, 54, Mishum Dabi Trade Rabbana. Okay, it's Trade Rabbana, because number one, flies are aimed Bamino Nitzod, because it's you know, the Isser Tzod is only Rabbana. Two, in a large closet, a large container, they're not considered trapped. So that too also only, now that I do it, even if it's not considered a trap, but it's only Drabonon. So double Drabonon, even Psik Resha, even though it's a Psik Resha, we don't apply by trade Drabonon. That's what I get to. Okay, that's what I bring up. What's that? It's Ein Bimino Nitzod. It's not normally something you trap. And number two, you know, in a big closet, it's not so, because you can't really get it in one shot. So you put the two things together. A, it's a species, it's not normally trapped. And B, you can't get it in one shot. Right? And then it was also on Drabbana, so it's double Drabbana. In fact, trade Drabbana. And he said, by secretion, trade Drabbana. The last thing I want to look at is to finish off. Okay, I'm going to give you a few minutes more. What's that number of different areas? All right. Anyway, the topic of if you don't mind, just give me a few minutes, I want to finish up secretion today. 10 more minutes. Okay, so the topic of Suffolk segregation. Suffolk segregation. That sounds like a funny thing. What do you mean Suffolk segregation? It sounds like a coffee. It's an anomaly. How do you have it? It doesn't work. So, but okay. So let's see. What Suffolk segregation? Okay, well, for our purposes, Suffolk segregation. I mean, segregation, I thought, means something automatic. So what do you call it when it's possible to coexist? The term. No one wants the term. It's something that's categorically impossible. Oxymoron. That's what I think. The word oxymoron. Talking oxymoron. How do you have a Suffolk segregation? Right. But let's see. So Mishnah Berurah speaks about. Basically, I'll say the case for you, the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. When the information missing is something which, if I would have all the information, I would know whether it's segregation or not. If I would have all the information, but I just don't know. So, for example, I don't know if the ground is hard or soft. Okay, I don't know if the ground is hard or soft. In the case of Gray, with the classic segregation case, dragging the bed, I don't know the ground. If I had all the information, I'd know whether it's segregation. So that they sometimes call segregational isha avar. Okay, is a modern example. Okay, I don't know, and I'm getting me this Shabbos. Okay, I mean, it used to be whenever I bought a new refrigerator, the first thing I did is I took out the bulb. Just, you know, did not trust them. Remember every Shabbos did that. But now the new fancy refrigerator is very hot. I mean, this is what I have. I don't know. My wife bought a few years ago. So you have to unscrew. You can't even get to the bulb. You know, it's like, well, okay, so we have among the things we do on Shabbos is we turn off the bulb, the light, the refrigerator. So for whatever reason, this Shabbos, yeah, this past Shabbos, yes, we forgot. Okay, which I realized as soon as I went to the fridge, or actually my son went to the fridge to put the wine and grape juice away. Oh, I went on. Okay. And he slammed it shut right away. Didn't know. Okay, so that was the end of that. So, okay, so I took a broom to put it as a simon, which means we wouldn't open the door anymore. Okay, we have a fridge downstairs where we would put the food and keep the food. Okay, anyway, what if I don't know? I don't know whether there's a light bulb screwed in the refrigerator or not. If I know, I know it's either psychration or it's not psychration. Okay, but I don't know. So that's the suffix. That's the suffix, so to speak, the suffix is your other. Okay. I don't know what that's where you can have a Suffolk segregation. So the Mishnah Berurah talks in Mishnah Chaf Aleph in Nun Zion, okay, to feel a barach, okay, with the thing in the ground, the soft, okay. Kol shirokit bo rokit bo pim b'shavas tahtam yishchol, okay, where you're washing or rinsing something over ground, over grass, dirt, okay. Tahtam yishchol hadak o gas yish ayin mo osam muta du'ula hap segregation alo nichalei. Fine. What's the idea? Okay. So, give me 1 second. I'm sorry. That Mishnah Berurah is on a different case. I'm sorry. That's not. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. That Mishnah Berurah is still going on. I forgot to say before, by the Psikration of Rabbanan, forgive me, you just attached that to the previous, by the Psikration of Rabbanan, by the trade of Rabbanan, what if Psikration of the Lone Michale, you know, out of the Rabbanan? All right, so the Mishnah Berurah in there said, morning, what am I talking about? Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Chafal, the Psikration of the Lone Michale, be said to Rabbanan. All right, forget that, I'm sorry, leave out these minor comments. The Taz, let's look at the Taz. It's in Shin Tezayin, talking about the flies, because the Shulchan Aruch talked about the flies, okay, that was in 52, right? Ramino Nitzo, the son, and Ramo said, be careful about the box of the flies. I'm sorry, those two, I apologize, those two my Marcones, 56, 55, 56, are going from before. Okay, let's go back to an our issue. Okay, so what happens? So the Taz writes, okay, in 57, this is in Shin Tazayin, Cotton Gimel. Okay, the Psak is that, many people are Ramo is machmir not to close a small thing because you may trap the flies, right? That's what Ramo says. The Taz says not everybody agrees with that. There was a feeling timur the atomer the bavada have a secretion also. We call mokom b'suffek. Okay, so even though I'm closest to Ramo, I apologize for injecting this to my comments before. Let's focus on what's going on now. The the case of the flies and the cars of the Jewel, right? So there are more Zmachmer. So Taz quoted some of Mekel, like the Shomar, like the Shomar, right? Ramor wrote back in number 52, he says, L'chein yesh v'zor shal l'izkor tevik tana, okay, not everyone agrees with that. But what the Taz adds is, even if you want to hold, a feeling tom v'vada have a psikration, you want to be machmer, we call mokom, v'safek in yesh tam zvuvim, you're not sure if there are flies in that drawer, even if it's a small drawer, then yesh v'hater, then I can be mekel. Even if you want to be machmer for that, but if you're not sure that there are flies there, then you can be mekel. Why? The Shom ain't psik ratio because they have a suffix psik ratio. I mean, Dor Shalom is coming. It's not a definite that you're going to trap. You hear the Taz? That's cool. Umutter. Okay? So, therefore, if it's Efshin, then maybe there aren't any flies here. So, based on that, what the Taz is saying is that if it's a suffix in a case of psik ratio, okay, again, a suffix to show up, I don't know if there are flies in there or not. If there are flies, it'll be trapping, yes. But if there's, like the Ramah said, don't do it. But if there's an esophic where there's even bugs in there, flies in there, it's not a problem. So the Taz seems to be makel. In effect, the Taz is saying this esophic in the on the past, Lashavah, right? It's not a esophic what I'm doing now. I'm closing the door. If there are flies there, it's psikration. But since the Taz says, since I don't know whether there are flies there, so that's not called psikration. It's not, and I'm not interested in trapping the fly. Here the Taz. However, as the Bialacha points out in Simchin Tazayin there, he said, Hina Taz, Chidish Kandar Chodesh, in Psikration. That's a Chidish in Psikration. Mishum the Hechadim is Sapkalan in Yasa, Israel, Amin, Dabar Shem is Kavan Mutter, Rab Shimon. What is the classic Psikration is what? The classic Dabar Shem is Kavan is what? I don't know whether Malach is going to result from what I'm doing, my action. What's a suffix? Im yesha iser olo. Then we say, okay, I don't know if it's going to make a ridge here or not. Okay, I don't know. So then the Taz jumps and says, that's a regular Dov Hashem is coming. Kimo Kane, the Taz holds, what din? Hechad misapkal, im yesh iser ba maisa shows it, a different type of suffix. But you could argue, continues the Mishabur, and you look up the Bir Halacha, okay, you look up, read the whole Bir Halacha, you could argue that's not psikration. That's a regular suffix. If psikration is usher, so now we have a suffix whether this is going to result in not going to result in malacha, because if the flies are there, it definitely is going to result in malacha. So now it's a sveika deraisa. If it's the type of thing you say, so then we'll apply the regular rule. Sveika deraisa chum, sveika deraisa kula. It's not going to turn it into a psikration. Psikration is only on the act. Okay, only on the act itself. I'm not sure that a malacha is going to. If I would have all the information, I'd know it. Here, I don't have all the information. I don't know, you know, the regular psikration, I'm dragging this across. Okay, so we don't know if it's going to result in a malacha or not. Here, if the psikration will show up, the Taz says the same thing, but the Mishabur is not so convinced yet. Another argument. So again, so the suffix psikration, the Dovashin Miskavin. No, the doubt, okay, according to the Taz, any doubt in terms of the final result makes it a Dov Hashem Miskaven, hence not a Lechaz Machsheves, okay? But including a doubt with Shomer. But others say no, okay? Suffic Psikration is Psikration, okay? Psikration could be also Doraisa. Okay, can we also deraisa? It's a psikration dinichale. We also deraisa. Shem is made ma'od. So now, if I have a suffix, okay, so that just makes it a regular suffix of deraisa lachoma. Okay, so when there's a suffix, is in there is a doubt when I'm dragging something across, I'm dragging a bed. So there's a doubt. Will a malacha be? It could be that a malacha will never be performed. But here the suffix and here the suffix is that if there are flies there, that's definitely a malacha. Okay, the act can definitely be a malacha. Now the Taz, maybe you're saying Taz says the same thing. The Taz says the same thing, namely, in the end result, is there malacha or not? Right? But yeah. I would guess so. Yeah. You have to know the facts in advance. That's what we're, that's the Bi'ur Halacha. In other words, he doesn't accept this. And this actually comes up in Yoredeia, an interesting, there's a long Bikiva Eger, but I printed it. I don't want to take too much time, but the Bikiva Eger in Yoredeia, in Simon Peizayin, the first Simon of Bilchus Bas B'Cholo, okay, where Amor says, in Sivvo, Simon Peizayin in Yoredeia, Yesh Omrim, the Osir, and that's a Machokas Achonim, bottom line, you know, whether you say that, as long as there's any doubt in the mix, so then it's not, then that's not secretion. Then the Dov Shem is coming. That's the Taz. Those agree with him. We all have quotes others of this, or he thinks also it's not the same type of doubt. It's a doubt on the past, right? Okay, not on the future. In other words, the dragging is a doubt. Maybe put it this way. The dragging, the doubt is in the future. Will there be a malacha, the results of this? Right? Whereas the other case is the doubt is on the past. Were there any flies in here from before? So well, he holds, the Bi'ur Halacha holds, and others hold, that as long as the doubt is on the path, that's not called psikresha, that's just a regular suffix. It's going to be bound by the regular rules of suffix. Whereas psikresha, with the floor, you hear that, that's the answer to your question. Before, the psikresha is projecting a future. Will something result from here? Okay? As opposed to, I close the door, did something result? That depends on past conditions. Okay, yeah.
So, okay, that's how logically you would understand
the Taz. No, so Taz will say either way, it doesn't make a difference. As long as the end result, if there is a suffix, the end result will be a malach. That's all Taz can. And the answer is, if there's a suffix, good, so then it's Tavashan, then they can't call it the psychration. There's some suffix with, at the end of the malach will result. Okay, just to finish this, if we keep Eger, this case of Shulchan Aruch, quickly, I'm sorry. Just want to finish it. It's in Pezayin, it's above. There are more rights. Yesh Omim, the Osir Lachtos, Yesh Tachos, Be'er Shondvay. Okay, you have in old days, you had a communal place where people cooked and everyone bought their pots there. Or they had like an inn, and not, you know, they had like a fire burning and you want to stoke the coals from time to time. The guy who owned the inn had a pot there. Okay, so if I go ahead and stoke the coals, so the fish and the bashi and pan bosso. The guy's pot could have bosom cholov in it, or maybe had bosom cholov in it. Bosom this morning, now it has cholov in it. And if I'm stoking, that's a violation. I'm not going to eat anything. But there's this, as we know, bishul bosom cholov. Right? So a Jew shouldn't, Ramah writes, one of the chumas Ramah in Simon Peizayin, the osur lachtos ha'esh tachas keder shel goy. Why would you do that again? So in the olden days, they had an inn, and the source of fire was this big fireplace. And you know, the people put their pots there to cook and so on. The guy also had a pot. Or did you want to put his pot over there? But I need to stoke the coals. Meanwhile, I'm stoking the coals. I'm cooking bosom b'cholov, maybe in that guy's pot. Maybe not the bosom b'cholov right now, but maybe it was used this morning for bosom, not to follow, whatever. Okay, so that's the rechomer of the Ramos. So keep Eger over there. Your days in Pezayin writes, Koshali, Ha'ena Mechavin, Levosha, Rach, Lach, Tosa, Eish. It's a I'm not interested in cooking his food. And not only that, but he says, it's not secretion, because who said it was Basuchol? Who said this was from a pana? Maybe this was a pot in it, it was a brand new pot. Maybe this guy's a vegetarian, never cooked me. We don't know. Okay. It's all along with the dafka the sofik lahaba. Okay. It's only mutter when the suffix then shemelo yeinasekain. Okay, he goes through the whole thing and he has this. He says maybe this toloi and the machlokas the aruch and tosis. Okay, the das aruch dover sheinam is kabbin b'kriyat echad sheinam ner and mutter from the rabbanon. Masha sham afilu b'shari sur. It goes back to that machlokas again. I urge you to read through the kibeg. I'm not going to take the time of it. He makes a toloi perhaps machlokas. The Aruch and Tosfos by Shari Surin. That's what's called the Shari Surin, it's not Shabbos. Okay, but then he has, according to the Taz, he, the Kiv Eger, and that's why we're over here, Kiv Eger brings up the Taz, our Taz here in Shinta Zion, that's also the, that may not, the Taz says that's going to also be Psychration. Okay, but I'm sorry, that'll also be Dabashen Muscovin. Yeager says, no, because here, if you know the fact, it's again, the suffix is on the future. So he brings up the same question. Okay, so I'm sorry for running through this. I don't want to take your time. I do want to just say one last thing. Two last things, if I can. Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's about Tanya, the Babashir, first of Babashir, about Rav Tanya, the Kuntras Achron, Sun Reisha, and Zion, in the Ara Aleph. He speaks about this Taz also, and he says that. You know, maybe there's some room He says, "Hainalahatim b'shas asafik uvad kishein shom chashash v'adu klal." Explains the Taz. Okay, can be intuitive, but suffik sikreshe is like any other suffik. He agrees, not like the Taz. Okay, just to clarify this last point, Rav Schechter suggested that this may also be a function of the different definitions of within Rav Chanan of the nature that hakira of the nature of segregation, because if segregation means, in effect, that it must happen, okay, and that's why you can't claim to have kavana that side, okay. So with the flies, there's going to be mako because it's not going to must happen. We don't know, okay. We don't know if it'll happen. If we say the reason you can't be mako is because you can't claim it, the first side of the wachana, right? You can't claim that you didn't have kavana, okay. Therefore, it must happen. You can't clearly have kavana, but here I can claim I have kavana. Maybe there are no flies in there, right? But you say the second side that what I do, okay, my act, okay, is now viewed, which is mutter fundamentally, but it's viewed la halacha like one act with the result, okay, and maybe the result is a malacha. So if there's a suffix, whether the malacha will result, that's a second device and second device of the homer. If I view my act of closing the door, okay, is now going to be lined up with the malacha of trapping, right? That's what it means. That's what the segregation means. So then it doesn't matter what my intent was. Okay, now it's a suffix. Is my act going to be a malacha or not? So it's going to be a malacha. It's taking the rice of the chumah. Nothing to do with the kavanah. The father of Shetha said that this question, this machlokas regarding the flies, may be a function of those two chakirs on the chana. Again, say the reason why segregation is that since it must happen, you can't claim that it's eno miskavim. That's why segregation is also. I can't claim I didn't have intention. What do you mean? You knew it was going to happen. Well, here I didn't know it was going to happen. Could be there are no flies here. Okay, so that's a taz, and then tuck it. It's obsecration. Okay, but if you hold that everything is considered one act, everything is considered attached to the malacha, the act of closing the door is considered attached to the malacha of trapping. So now, the suffix, is it going to be trapping? Are the flies there or not? I don't know. So malacha, so it's a suffix deraisa. So it's a deraisa, l'chuma. You have to be, you know, that's it. The last thing I mentioned was just one point in Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Lulav, because we started with this. It was the last from our Makomas, and I'm sorry if I'm going too late, but I just want to finish this. Perches Halacha Hey. So the Rambam Paskins, interestingly, Imhoya Anova Maruba, this was Hadas, we had the berries on it. So also it matters what color the berries are. If they're green, they blend in with Hadas. If they're red, they're not. Okay. But he says, Ain't we can't, in Miatan Kosher, you can take the berries on, it's okay. But Ain't Matan also Miyantif, Lafishu Mesakin, it's like fixing something. Like we spoke about, right? Remember that with the berries? Masakin. Over velikton, okay, osha likton echar echar lachila, is a kosher. However, you went ahead and you plucked it, it's going to be kosher. Now, what did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara add? When is it going to be kosher? If what? Remember? Gemara said only if you don't need it. Remember? You have other hadasim. Remember the conclusion of the Gemara? He didn't say, the Rambam didn't say, remember the Gemara said, Islay Hoshana Achrita. We had that in the early source. Islay Hoshana Achrita, right? On the source 2, right? The last line of source 2, Sukkalam Gilom Beis, Islay Hoshana Achrita. The Rambam mysteriously leaves that out. Okay? He leaves it out. So my admission is bothered by it. He said, well, that's what he means. Okay? He said, it's obviously he doesn't need it. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. Yeah, okay. It's interesting. There are some meach, and that Rambam, Parakas and Gilchas Sukkah, Halacha Hey, it's Lulav actually, it's all bundled together, Shavuos and Lulav. He has, he's so, you'll read it, but he basically is Mechadesh, that even if you had, okay, since if you had another Hadas, this would be Mutter, okay, not Psikration, because you're not, it's Lo Michale, you know, you don't need it, right? If you had another Hadas, so therefore, even if according to the Rambam, even if you don't have another hadas, okay, it's still gonna be mutter, okay? Because again, you can say it's the same thing. The action and the result are one. Okay, if the action and result are one, it could be tully. In other words, picking berries by itself is not picking mana. So just like certain things, you know, it's not the same thing. If we link them together, so the Arsamech writes, Kaven, look at the last three lines in the Zubu Vinish Mamish. Kaven, the Isle of Shana Kut, the law be Tikkun Klal. Okay. Since it can be, you can have a case where it's not automatically linked to the malacha. So then, even in a case we don't have those circumstances, it's not going to be called automatically. That's the chiddush or something else. Twice to say within the Rambam. That's the Rambam didn't say that. Since if you do have another hadas, it's not going to be called tikkun mana. So even if you don't have another hadas, the act is not going to be labeled. And that again fits in with that side, that the whole thing of segregation is when it's automatic that the result is linked. And here it's not automatic, because sometimes you do have another hadas. It's not automatic that it wouldn't be segregation. So this one last aura at that point. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'm sorry I went over, but we'll continue tomorrow. From then I will send you to your Vav and Zayin. I'll send Vav and Zayin together. We'll do it over the next couple of days. Okay. I'm sorry for going over today. I think it's Sunday is a little easier.